Hello and welcome to WP Cafe episode number 37 with me, Keith Devon.
And with me, Mark Wilkinson. Welcome along, everybody. Thank you for joining us. It's very cold at the moment. What about you, Keith? Yeah. You look cold.
Well, it is really cold. I feel like I haven't been a comfortable temperature for about 2 weeks. How long has it been, this cold snap? It's been like...
It feels like about 3 weeks, but I don't think it's been that long, has it? Probably like 7 or 8 days. It's cold.
Yeah.
I don't remember it being this cold for this long. Like, it's been like, when I've been getting up in the morning, going like de-icing the car to take the kids to school, it's like been -4, -5 every morning.
It's way colder with you than it is here. It's hovering around really zero. Cold. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, usually you get a night where it's really cold, but then it kind of warms up again and... But anyway, we're supposed to get warm this weekend.
So. And I'm in probably the warmest part of the country in the sense that I'm A, in the south, and B, by the coast. So in the winter,
yes, coast.
I should be warmer. Nice and toasty, but I'm not. So there
anyway,
we are.
We digress. The weather.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's nice and warm wherever you are. But well, there you go. So what are we chatting about today? We've got quite a few things to chat about today.
Yeah,
before we get onto that, I'm not sure we will, but we'll see. If you are watching along on YouTube, thank you very much. I can see that Tony has joined us. Let us know that you're there in the comments, and then we can get an idea of where you are. And if you have any questions for us, please add them to the comments. We will see if we can get onto them. As I said, we do have a busy schedule today. So, first things on the list is Keith.
We mentioned it last week, so full site editing. We've started building our full site editing site. How have you felt so far?
Redundant, basically.
I was going to say redundant.
I don't have a job anymore. Yeah, that's my job disappeared, I think, basically.
That's not true.
Based on like what you did today with testimonial stuff, you did like a little slider with testimonials. Pretty much entirely native, apart from a bit of JavaScript.
Yeah, no, so that was cool. I have tweeted about that. So if you want to see what we're talking about, go to my Twitter feed. I'm at Keith Devon. So I did a little kind of pattern, I guess, a group block with a dark background within the group block. I did a columns block with two columns. And in the right hand column, I added a query block. And it's querying a testimonials post type, which you did help build. So completely redundant. But
to be fair, you could have done that with a plugin. So
yeah, I could have done. So but there's other little things we've done to that. Anyway, we've locked it down and stuff. It's quite cool. But the real fun, came from thinking, okay, here's this kind of module that I've never done anything like it before. Natively, and we thought, you know what, we probably could do this. In fact, we've never really used the query block before because we haven't done full site editing, so that's opening up some new possibilities for us. And then, like you said, I added a custom block style to the query block, so it was just called like vertical slider. And then when that is applied, we enqueue our JavaScript, and due to the awesomeness that is the has selector, CSS has selector, I'm able to like style that and apply styles to like container wrappers so that things are pulled into place and margin and padding is set properly, and it's just great. So not a lot of code was written to achieve something really quite bespoke. So that's quite exciting.
So it is. So the has selector, I know that's actually on our list, but we may as well come to it now because you just mentioned it. So am I right in saying that the has selector allows you to say if this element has a first child of block quote, for example, you can do something specific with it?
Well, you can put any selector within the has. So you can say, if this group contains a heading,
anywhere inside the group, like no matter what level it's at.
So
it doesn't have to be a direct descendant of the group.
No. Or it could be anywhere within the group. But you can use any combination of selectors within your has. So what we're talking about has now, we may as well just go for it. So my other like eureka moment this week, because I've heard a lot of people talk about this selector and like how amazing it's going to be, and I've seen some cool things on CodePen, but nothing that I thought was like, well, yeah, that's cool, but it's not useful. Like, I can't see myself doing that. But yesterday I was building this same site, and on certain pages we want to use a cover block as the first block. So you have this like classic kind of big hero section to a web page. Other pages don't have that, but the pages that do have that, I want the header to be overlaid over the cover block. So the site header gets overlaid over the cover block. But if you don't have this cover block, then the site header stays up at the top as normal. But it also inverts the color scheme in the header so that it kind of, you can see it. So all this stuff was going on. And previously we've had to do like checkboxes to say things.
I need to stop here because I don't think we're live.
I think we are.
This page hasn't.
We're getting chat. 37? No, we're getting chat in the chat. So I don't know what you're saying or what you're not saying, but
carry on. I ignore you. Carry on.
Yeah.
I'm on an old link then. That's right. Sorry. Carry on. Carry on. I'm an old link.
Craig says definitely live. Yeah, we're definitely live.
Okay, that's fine.
So what was I going to say? Well, where was I? So yeah, I've broken
that conversation.
Yeah, you have.
Header.
Swapping between the kind of hero headers. And previously we've had to do like checkboxes to say like has light header, has dark header, and that kind of thing. But using has, I was just able to say, you know, if this page has a cover block as the first block, so I used the first child of the content area and its full width and yada, 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 then style everything this way. And if not, style everything this other way. So the user doesn't have to like know anything or touch anything. It just depends what they put at the start of the page as to how the header reacts. And I just thought that was super cool. CSS is totally amazing these days. It really is.
Previously, we'd have had to like add a header class or a body class or something, wouldn't we, to sort of say that this page has got like a cover block and therefore it needs to be pulled up or something like that.
Yeah.
That's what we'd have had to do. But yeah, it's really great that you can do it in CSS, I guess. Is that the house thing?
Pretty new. Yeah, like within the last couple of months or something.
And is it full browser support or?
Effectively. I could quickly check. There's
stuff some that things that
always
small.
Lag behind, but yeah, it's like
yeah. Yeah.
Let me check. I use as
very cool.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Let me just double check it on can I use globally 83%, which doesn't sound amazing. Yeah, Firefox is the big one that's lagging behind. But it's behind some experimental flags, so I'm assuming that's coming pretty soon.
Yep. Very good.
Yeah.
I think the live thing, by the way, was that we had two links for some reason, because I know someone was on the other link, which is what I was on. I've pointed them to this one. That's fine.
Oh, hopefully no.
They'll join us.
I wonder how that happened.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But only me found the other one, so that's fine. Anyway, let's carry on. So that's CSS and has anything else on full site editing, I suppose, in terms of like doing the theme? Like it's quite mainly been you. Really? I mean, I kind of started, I built the scaffolding of the theme, did a few minor things in sort of setting it up. And then I was going to start building the actual theme. And then as I started, I just thought there's little point in me doing this because I don't know whether you want to group this thing or whether you want to put this in a column or for the styling purposes of it. So it made no sense for me to do that. It made more sense for you to just dive in and start building it yourself, which I know you have been doing.
Yeah.
Which has been good. I think you've had some issues with block gap and spacing type things.
Yeah.
Which I believe.
Just generally kind of confused by block gap. I think I know what it does and what it is supposed to be doing, but it just seems really not fit for purpose, I think. I don't really want to go into that. I think we may have talked about that on a previous show. So
that's fine.
I don't want to go massively into the block gap, but yeah, I basically turned it off.
And I'm
spacing things manually.
Makes sense.
Other thoughts around FSE are that it's not ready, and like it's embarrassing to a point. I think as a WordPress developer, I get it and I can fiddle with it and I can forgive it. But the fact that this is now kind of live in front of this is now WordPress is a bit embarrassing for me. Like, it's not a good look. The navigation block is horrific to use. The UI is awful. That's one of those blocks that every single person is going to be using if they're using a full site editing theme or site. So, and there's, I think, still a lot of the concepts within full site editing are very developer focused. For example, when you're editing templates, one of the templates is called index. Like, what does index mean to a layperson?
It doesn't mean anything.
So there's concepts and terms that are still being used that are not targeted at the right audience at all. So, but all that being said, I think, you know, this will probably be the first of many FSE sites that we build. We may never turn back from this approach. So, and it will get better.
I've seen nothing so far that's like complete red flag. We can't do this yet.
Uh-huh.
So I think it's going to come, isn't it? Should we just get on to a few questions in the comments? Thank you to everyone who's had some questions. So Sean M says, I've been enjoying headless WordPress. Great. I haven't ever touched it and wouldn't have a clue. So well done for that. I know there are a few that use it and love it. So that's great.
Yeah.
X Salams says, do you still build blocks using ACF? At the moment, yes, but we haven't actually needed any for this project. Never say never. But we've also, as you probably know from a previous episode, we've been following a block building course from Frank Kleon, which has been interesting and we've learned a lot. So I'm feeling much more confident about building more simple blocks. But more simple blocks, you tend to not need custom blocks because you kind of have the tools inside WordPress to do that with anywhere. But I think if it was a more complex block, I think I'll probably still err towards ACF. But it does depend on what it is. I might have a stab at it in native blocks, seeing as I've got a bit more of a grounding on that now. But if you're still building an ACF, I don't think there's a problem there. What else have we got? I think that's pretty much it. Some comments there. So on blocks.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah, thanks for the comments, everybody. Really appreciate it.
So next on our list of things to chat about is Mastodon. This seems to have hit the headlines in recent weeks with the Twitter saga. Meltdown. Is that the word?
Yeah. Saga's meltdown. Probably a good word for it.
That's been happening, and a lot of people have moved across or are moving across or are combining their Twitter usage with Mastodon. And I must admit, I don't know an awful lot about it. Apparently, I signed up in 2018, but apart from that, I really don't know much about it and how it works. So, are you on Mastodon, Keith?
Well, I am, and I joined the same year, so that must have been the year it kind of came about, and people were like, the last time. Right. There was this whole, we're all leaving Twitter, we're all going to Mastodon. And that's why when that happened again this time, I was like, I've been here before. I've seen this.
Yeah.
It didn't happen. Does feel different this time for me. I think I'm teetering on the edge of Twitter right now. I am very close to having enough of it. Not because the experience of Twitter right now is bad for me, but just real, real concerns around the leadership of it. And is it a platform I want to continue to kind of support with my attention when Musk is in charge. I am not convinced that I want to be there for what he's turning it into. So yeah, I'm definitely like, so I've started to explore Mastodon a bit, but I don't like it. Just, you know, it's not, basically I just want it to be Twitter, but free, you know, open source or federated or whatever. And it isn't, like, it's very, very close. You've got a lot of the same concepts.
Well, I was on it today and it looks similar, but like, I couldn't find anyone on it.
No,
I had a trouble finding you, found you, but I couldn't, like, searching for some of the people that I follow on Twitter who I, and I think I know they're on Mastodon, they've said so, and I just couldn't find them. So like, why? What am I missing? I don't know. It just seemed a little bit different. I suppose it is. We'll have to get used to it, won't we?
It's different. Yeah. I just don't think, because of the way it is, and it feels geeky, but maybe Twitter did back in the day. It doesn't feel mainstream. It doesn't feel like my mates are going to be on Mastodon. It just doesn't feel like that. It feels like tacky people might get on board, but... And that's good, and maybe it will be all my tacky mates, and that's what it'll be. And because to be honest, that's pretty much what I use Twitter for these days.
Twitter for that'd be a good thing.
Yeah, interesting to hear people's thoughts.
Yeah, something to keep an eye on, I think, because it seems to have gained a bit more traction this time than, like you said last time, it sort of hit the headlines. So certainly something to watch. You seem to have these like different instances of Mastodon, and I don't quite know how they connect together, because I think they do connect together, or do they not? And you have to turn that on or off. It just seems a bit strange. Anyway, I'm sure we'll learn more in the coming weeks as people sort of post about it on Twitter. And we'll see. Next thing, it's nearly the end of the year. So we've got a year in review as our title for this bit. Don't worry, we're not going to go on for 20 minutes and talk about what we've done all year. But we just thought we'd have a little chat about various different things our highlights, maybe things we've enjoyed during this year. So what's your highlight of 2022, or I think work highlight, we'll say, won't we?
I think the biggest thing is probably just being the continued kind of success of Job Relay for me has been probably my highlight professionally. But in terms of, I mean, that's just been a nice thing. It hasn't been something that I feel like I've put loads and loads of effort into, and it's paid off, or it hasn't. It feels like a total like cherry on top kind of thing. But I think in terms of like grafting away at something and getting it done and being proud of it, I think the websites for the SR group, that whole like finish getting that project done, launching them, how successful that whole process was, I think was a massive achievement for us.
I think it was great.
Really proud of it. What about you?
It's definitely our biggest project, isn't it, to date as High Rise Digital, and overall it's gone really well. I've enjoyed working on those sites. Nice team to work with, continue to do so. It's been really good. Well, I suppose mine's going to have to be Job Relay as well, really. I mean, I do a lot of work on Job Relay. The product itself hasn't changed a great deal from the start of the year. There has been one or two minor tweaks and enhancements to things, but nothing game-changing in terms of the way it works or anything like that. It's all very similar. It's been nice to be able to bring in some new partners to work with, so we can get customers from different multi-posting platforms. So that's been good. Hopefully we've got more of that to come in the new year with different opportunities. We can chat to some more people about that, which hopefully might give us a few more customers. And then just keeping it running. And it's basically doubled in size this year in terms of the number of people that are using it, which has been great. And since last year, it's posted 175,000 jobs that have gone through it, which is pretty good. So I've been really pleased with working on that and supporting it and getting people launching their sites using it. So it's been good.
Great.
And then I suppose the other big bit, which has been exciting, scary, has been the positioning ourselves in recruitment, really committing to saying, like, we're not just WordPress developers. We don't just do WordPress sites. We're now doing recruitment websites using WordPress. And that's kind of really in its infancy, I think, isn't it, at the moment? It's
yeah.
We've made that decision. We've gone down that road. We're not going to go back. But we're still very much, I wouldn't say invisible, but we're not really known yet as much in that space. But I think that is changing. I'm seeing signs that is changing with some people. So from feedback I've had some people. So that's good. And I'm excited to see what will happen to that in 2023. And hopefully this time next year, we'll be in a much more strong position with that and being a bit more confident with it, I think. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Quick apology to anyone else that was on that wrong link. So Tony has been waiting for 20 minutes for us to start the show. He was on that same link as you, Mark. So I have no idea how that's happened. It was almost definitely my fault. So apologies, Tony, and anybody else. I'm really sorry about that. So looking to next year, what are you excited about? What's what are you looking forward to?
That's a very good question. I am looking forward to this show. I've got some ideas. See what we can do. I am looking forward to working with WordPress and full site editing. It's something new, a bit exciting, a bit scary. I think that'll be good. And I think if we get it right, there's lots of opportunities there for us to do that. And it's to get it right that's the hard part. But if it wasn't hard, it wouldn't be fun. So that's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yourself?
I think, yeah, hopefully more of the same, really. You know, I'd obviously like job really to keep growing. I'd really like this recruitment niching to start paying off a little bit. Start gaining a little bit of traction within the industry. That's what I'm kind of hoping for. The other thing I'm hoping for, which will bring us beautifully onto our next topic, is a bit more community involvement and getting involved in some events or some just... I would just want to meet some WordPress people again in person because it has been way too long. Yeah,
definitely. There's a couple of questions if you want to, before we go into that.
Should we do the questions at the end? Or do you want us to finish with that? We can finish.
They're just about what we've just been chatting about. So,
go for it.
Says, do you want to prioritize products like Job Relay over project work in the future? Yes and no. Job Relay has been, it's been game changing for our business, really, in terms of what it's done and the stability that it's provided for us. So to not prioritize it would be silly because it does a really good job for the business. But it does form a part of a strategy with the business, and building project work is still part of that strategy. So we still need to build projects, and we actually like building projects. We still like building websites. It's great. So it's definitely going to be a mix of both. Hopefully both can grow a little bit, which is great.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's take another couple of questions while we're at it. So Sander says, how do you decide if a project will be full site editing or the old way? Don't know yet.
We decided on this project because we went through the design process, or you went through the design process with the client. And once the designs were finished, we went through those designs, didn't we? And sort of said, you know, how are we going to do that? And it was pretty much everything was a block that already existed in WordPress. And then because we didn't need to really build anything bespoke, we thought this actually is a good project to give this a go with and make a start with it. So that's the reason why we decided on this one. Other projects, I'm not sure. We'll see whether they sort of fit in with it. But that was the reason why this project was the right thing to do for the full site editing.
Yeah, I think so. Sandra just had a couple of follow-up comments there. He said, meaning templates with ACF. So, but I think he means, by the old way, he means templates with ACF. It's been a long time since we built what I would call a templated website, rather than, I mean, we've been using blocks now for, I don't know, is it a
Well, a long time. 2 years, I would say.
It's got to be a couple of years. And we're like, yeah, nearly everything we build now is flexible in that way. Like, it's block-based, nearly everything. Now, we still use ACF to help us create the blocks. Like, we've been doing that a lot. But like, it's been a very long time since we built a website. It was like, here is this type of page template, and this is where you input that this data here and add this image here and add that. It's been, we're never going to go back to that.
And we kind of transitioned in a path towards blocks, didn't we? Because we used to do ACF templates, you know, like put your title here, put your image here, put your text here, etc. And you had fields for doing that. Then we moved to more of a flexible content type approach, where it was almost block based, but like rows down the page, so you could choose what sort of row you wanted. And then from that, we moved to sort of a block based with ACF, using ACF to get blocks. And now we're kind of moving towards the full site editing, which may be supported with ACF blocks until we're fully up to building that. But as I said, at the moment, we can mainly build with core blocks at the moment, which is nice, which is good.
We were massively critical and skeptical of Gutenberg early on. And I would say that I have had no regrets about going down the block-based route. So if anyone's thinking, if anyone is in that same boat, is still thinking, oh, it's, you know, Gutenberg, man, it's terrible. And yes, it's not perfect, but trust us that we were those people, and we had a go at it, and we learned how to use it and work with it. And it is, I would never go back. Like you said it the other day. You said, we go back to our old sites that we built. So I'll just take that off the screen. We go back to the sites that we built pre-blocks, and we're like, oh, you know, you have to change something, or like change something on the page. It's like, oh, this is horrible. Yeah.
Customers on a retainer, and you get a ticket through, and it's like, I want to do this. And then you jump on the project, and it's like, oh, it's not blocks, so is it? It's like,
Make that a New Year's resolution. If you haven't jumped into the world of the block editor, I'm not saying you have to go straight to full site editing, although I would maybe argue that now is the time to do that. Just do it. But yeah, I mean, it's a learning curve, but anything that you used to do is still possible, but it just opens up a lot more possibilities as well. And there are certainly frustrations, like I talk about on a weekly basis, but
I think for me, if you just put it. Tony's comment on the screen. So Tony says, FSE versus Classic. I feel the need to use SFE, but it's a bit of a nightmare regarding the learning curve. I think WP have built their own version of Marmite. I don't agree with that anymore, actually. I actually think the things have come a long way in terms of learning this stuff. It is still a world away from like a traditional WordPress where you can pretty much Google it and there's something out there that you can find. We're nowhere near that yet, but there are loads of resources that you can now use, which will really get you a long way in a short space of time, actually. The tools for building blocks, if you wanted to go down that route, make it far easier than when we first had to do it. You need to set all this stuff up yourself, which was a nightmare.
But you don't need to do that.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. You don't need to. And full site editing is very much out of the box. I'd give it a go. Spend half a day on it. Give it a go and see what you can get there. I think you'll be surprised as to what it'll give you.
Yeah. Excellent. I agree.
Right. Community. Back to that. You were talking about community, Keith, and I interrupted you again.
Apologies. Yeah, no, it's all good. I really miss the WordPress community in the UK. Like, yes, I still have Twitter, but although that's got a lot quieter recently. I would like to meet some people in person, and I am very sad that the meetup community is just completely died. I don't think any of the UK WordPress meetups are running at all. Maybe they are, I don't know, but or certainly not in person. There doesn't seem to be any sign of a WordCamp London or anything like that on the horizon. And we were talking about this earlier, and it feels like we might be able to do something about that. And it might be that it has to be something virtual, at least to begin with. But we talked about potentially having a WP Cafe kind of branded online meetup, because I'd love to start learning from people again and kind of connecting, even if it is virtual to begin with. But if it just feels like it needs to be reignited, I think you feel the same way.
Absolutely, definitely miss just miss some of the old crew that we used to meet up and chat with, and obviously meeting new people as well. It's a shame, really. It's a shame. Obviously, COVID kind of put a stop to that, and then it's just not really ignited itself again for various reasons, I think. And yeah, meetups seem to have stopped. Word camps seem to have stopped. Certainly here in the UK, I think they're taking place in other parts of the world, obviously, but which is a shame. So yeah, I'd love to get online and do something. What does everyone else think? Everyone think that would be a good idea, some sort of WP Cafe meetup. What that looks like, we're open to suggestions. It could be that we have a talk and then we have a chat, or it could be, I don't know, but we'll come up with some ideas. But if you've got any thoughts on that, we'd love to know. We'd love to try and make something happen, I think, is the key.
And maybe it turns out to be an in-person event at some point. Like, even if it was a social, there's like WordPress London. It was a great community, a lot of people. Why can't we go to the pub? You know what I mean? Like, if it's hard to organize event space, why can't you just say, this is the pub, see you there, on Thursday? Like, why can't it be that? Because that's how it started. That's literally how it started. And that's all it needs to be. And I just think it would be really, really nice to bring some people together again. So let's put our heads together and have a think. And that, like Mark said, any feedback from any listeners, viewers, we'd love to hear it. We'd love to hear what people think. I'm sure people have different opinions on this, but that's fine.
Right, I think that's wrapped up for 2022.
It is a wrap. Wrapped up like a lovely Christmas present. So Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Hope you had a good year, and hope you have a great Christmas, fun new year, and we will see you again in 2023.
See you then. Bye.